All right, Kobe Fletcher, the superintendent of schools in Escanaba. How did we come out of the budget wars down in Lansing between the legislature and the governor?
No kidding. We actually did okay. We saw a $240 per pupil increase with some additional increases in special ed funding and at-risk funding, which are going to be helpful to us. So we were happy to see that. It wasn't everything on the wish list, but you never really expect to get everything you want. But we were happy to see what happened this year. I'm glad they finally came through with a budget in any case.
Well, speaking of budgets, that's obviously for this year, but we have long-term things that you and I have talked about before. So are we getting closer to a decision long-term? I know a lot of people would like to know that. What are we going to have for a building configuration next year?
All right. So I made a proposal to the board yesterday at our board meeting, and that proposal involved the closure of Sioux Hill. So what I did, it was a long presentation, so it's kind of hard to condense it, but I put together really all of the financial trend and demographic data that I felt was necessary for the board and people to understand to kind of provide context for the reason for the whole discussion. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to, can we do exactly the same things that we're doing right now in fewer buildings? And the answer to that is yes. And the way to do that would be to close Sioux Hill Elementary, to move first and second grades to Lemmer, to move third grade to the upper elementary, and then to move sixth grade up to the junior high. And if we did that, that leaves ample room in all the buildings for everything that we're doing right now, allows us to be more efficient.
Why are you doing this? Or why are you suggesting that we do this?
Well, you know, one of the things that I guess we also had our audit report last night, so I want to tie that in here. One of the things that came out of that audit report was a comparison of how Escanaba spends its money versus how similar districts in the state spend their money. So similar size, similar demographics. And one of the things that if you look at the audit report that it shows is that we in Escanaba spend significantly more money on the classroom than other similar districts. And we also in Escanaba spend quite a bit less money on administration than they do in other similar districts. And so really what we've tried to do is prioritize what happens in the classroom. And that's why, for example, we have maintained all of the programs that you don't normally see in high schools our size or school districts our size. So all of our fine arts, our athletics, our extracurriculars, and even some of our curricular programs. The reason I go into all that is because, if we are duplicating services unnecessarily, and it's not to say that we're not doing kids good, and it's not to be disrespectful to any of the families that are going to be impacted by the potential closure of Sioux Hill, but if we're duplicating things that we don't have to duplicate, we're really spending money where we don't have to spend it. And if we reconfigure so that we don't have to spend that money, then we can reinvest that money into our classrooms and into our facilities while maintaining the same level of service. And to me, if you can do that, then really you owe it to the taxpayer to be as efficient as you can with their money. And so that's why I'm proposing that we close the campus.
Okay, so what happens now? I imagine there'll be a lot of opportunities for people to weigh in.
Yeah, so there are, and there will be, and there have been. This is an open discussion that we've had with the board for going on about a year now. I mean, we haven't done any of this in secret, so we've been very open to public comment and input through that whole process. I mean, it's been ongoing for about a year. I've proposed a timeline to the board, so I've asked them to give me any questions or additional data that they would like to see so that I can bring that to them during the November committee of the whole meeting. And I'll also go out and collect as much information or questions as I can from community members, staff at the schools that are impacted, and bring that information as well. And really, I'd like to get as much of that as I possibly can answered in November. I've told the board that if we answer their questions to their satisfaction, I don't see anything wrong with us making a decision during the November regular meeting. But if not, I think at the latest, we should make a decision during the December regular meeting.
Okay, staff reductions?
So it would not involve any reduction of teaching staff because we want to maintain the same level of programming and services. So really all it would involve is it would be happening in a different spot. Same stuff happening in a different spot.
Any reductions through attrition or anything like that, or you know, not replacing people, or no?
No, the only reductions I see, if you close a campus, then obviously you need one fewer principal. It's likely that you would need one fewer secretary. We'd look at, you know, librarians, those kinds of things. So there would, in all likelihood, be reductions in the services that we'd be duplicating, you know, if we kept them. And, you know, in a school district, most of your money is invested in personnel. So if you're going to save money, most of the time you save money with personnel. But it would not be in teachers, in programs, in classrooms.